Leader!
Order, order. The Honourable Terry Brownlee.
A noisy reception for the Leader of the House and National's third most senior Cabinet Minister as he rises to answer a question on behalf of the Minister of Finance, Bill English.
Mr. Speaker, while my name is not Bill, I will never pretend to be Bill.
With that, Mr. Brownlee proceeded to answer a patsy question from one of his own National backbenchers, inquiring as to whether he had received any reports on the New Zealand economy.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Minister of Finance, I reply, I've seen reports that our economy is performing well relative to most other developed economies.
After answering questions about the economy on behalf of the Minister of Finance, Jerry Brownlee was quickly back on his feet to answer questions about ACC, addressed to his Prime Minister, John Key, by opposition leader Phil Goff.
Why is the National Party considering turning over the work account to private insurers when the Treasury advice that he tabled last week suggests that there may be little benefit because ACC levies are not excessive?
The Honourable Jerry Brownlee.
Mr. Speaker, there's been no, on behalf of the Prime Minister, there's been no decision about the future shape of ACC. There is a discussion taking place, and there is consideration for how the future of ACC may be delivered for the betterment of all New Zealanders.
But Mr. Brownlee's answer to one of Phil Goff's follow-up questions failed to satisfy the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
They opened it up to a whole lot of extra claims that have left the system in a powerless position.
Order,
Mr. Speaker.
Order.
The question asked was about the competition in Australia and the profits made in Australia and how opening up to competition in New Zealand would not lead to similar profits or something to that effect. And the Minister hasn't really answered that in any shape or form.
Lockwood Smith invited Mr. Goff to repeat his question.
Why was it a good idea to add to the bill that ordinary Kiwis have to pay for ACC the $200 million in net profit that Merrill Lynch says the big Australian companies would make out of privatising the New Zealand work account of ACC?
The Honourable
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, the question was dealt with, actually asked last week. However, the point is that the question supposes that that would be an outcome. This government is not afraid of investigating competition.
Labor's request for a snap debate on that very point was rejected by the Speaker for reasons explained now by Rhys Lyon.
Speaker Lockwood Smith said the request from Labor leader Phil Goff for a snap debate on the opening up of the ACC work account to competition did not warrant the urgent attention of the House.
The bill introduced last Thursday aims to improve flexibility in the ACC scheme and includes changes to the work account. Its first reading will be debated today. In these circumstances, I'm not persuaded that the business of the House should be set aside today. The matter is one that can be considered over a longer time frame. The application is therefore declined. I call on Government Order of the Day number one.
Injury Prevention, Rehabilitation and Compensation Amendment Bill, first reading.
ACC Minister Nick Smith kicked off the debate by outlining the state of ACC's finances.
Over the past 4 years, ACC's unfunded liabilities, i.e. the difference between its liabilities and its assets, has grown from $4 billion to $13 billion.
Nick Smith said the National Party was committed to the future of ACC and the bill illustrated this commitment.
This government is committed to the core concepts of ACC as a 24/7 no-fault insurer for New Zealanders at work, at play and on the road. What we say though is that to secure ACC's future, it needs to be affordable and financially sustainable.
Order.
And that's what this bill seeks to achieve.
But Labor's ACC spokesman, David Parker, said the Minister was overstating problems within ACC in order to promote National's agenda.
New Zealanders should make no mistake. This year has seen already an unprecedented attack on our accident compensation system by the government, who have been exaggerating the degree of seriousness of problems at ACC in order to justify fundamental changes to ACC that are not necessary.
Labour Party ACC spokesman David Parker.
Rhys Lyon reporting there. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.